This is the seventh of a series of 12 teachings on the Book of Exodus presented by the Reverend John W. Howe, rector of Truro Episcopal Church in Fairfax, Virginia. The title of the teaching is The Rest of What God is Doing, and the scripture reference is Exodus chapter 14.
I want to make a very simple comment about a very familiar passage, and yet I wonder if you've noticed what I'm going to bring to your attention this evening. Exodus 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel to turn back and encamp in front of Phi-Hahiroth between Migdol and the sea, in front of Baal Zephron, and you shall encamp over against it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the people of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord." And they did so. Did you notice it? They did not blunder up against an impassable situation. They did not blunder into a position of vulnerability with their backs against the sea because their leader was inept. They were headed in the right direction toward freedom. And God himself said, "Turn around," and gave them very specific directions. He led them into a position of total defenselessness. The way we usually tell the story is that they were headed off toward Canaan and came up against the Red Sea, an impassable object, and God in his graciousness opened a path for them and they escaped. But the truth of the matter is very different. God's purpose wasn't at this point primarily to save his people. His purpose was primarily to whomp the Egyptians. And what he did was he set a trap. And Israel was the bait. And that's what that story just told us. He set a trap for the Egyptians and Israel was the bait. Now that might sound very vindictive to you. But in fact, there's an element of gospel in it. He says, "I will get glory over Pharaoh and his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord." The Egyptian army is drawn into a trap, and Israel escapes, but that is not the main point of the story. The real story is not the escape of Israel, but the drowning of the Egyptian army at this particular point. I find that absolutely amazing. For 3.5 millennia, the Jews have looked back to their exodus through the Red Sea as being the point of the story, and yet what God has just told us is that their escape is almost incidental to what he's really doing. See, what he's really doing is drawing Egypt into the trap. Skip down to verse 10. "When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they were in great fear. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, 'Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness?'" We could have died back in Egypt. Why did we have to come out here? "What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is it not this that we said to you back in Egypt? Let us alone, and let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness.' And Moses said to the people, 'Fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be still.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward.'" They were in great fear. Now, they've only seen God visit Egypt with 10 plagues, each one worse than the one before. They've seen him visit blood, frogs, gnats, flies, death of cattle, boils and sores, hail and fire, locusts, darkness, and the death of the firstborn while they were very safe in Goshen. But of course, God can't get us out of this mess, right? They've only seen him overturn the pride of the mightiest nation in the history of the world up to this point, but God can't deliver them from the sea. And so what do? They complain about the leadership. What have you done to us? I want you to see very clearly, it was not Moses who led them into this mess. It was God who led them into this mess, and he did so not because he was trying to smooth their way before them, but because he was trying to mess up somebody else. And Moses' response, stand firm. Stand firm. God knows what he's doing. Stand firm, and you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. I think that God delights in bringing us to the point where all we can do is stand firm on him. There is no other possible escape. He gets us into that position. The army's coming at us from that side, and the Red Sea is on this side, and all we can do is stand firm. And I think he deliberately leads us into that. Ephesians 6:13 says, take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded with truth, and so on. And it spells out the armor of God. Having done all, you followed the Lord. Was he leading you thus far? Was he protecting you thus far? Then stand firm. There is no possible escape from this mess except God, right? And Moses says, God says to Moses, tell the people, go forward. Go forward into an impossible situation. What they didn't realize, and what I suspect we don't realize most of the time, is the rest of what God is doing. See, we look only at our part of the story, and we look at ourselves and we say, how in the world could God let this happen to me, whom he loves so much? See? And yet the truth of the matter is, he may be using you, he may be putting you into an extremely tough situation, and it's not even your story at that point, see? For the next 3.5 millennia, you go on thinking it's your story, and really he was doing something in somebody else's life, and you were just incidental to it, see? You follow what I'm saying? God put Carol Whitaker back in hospital a couple of weeks ago. Do you know what happened while she was there? She witnessed to everybody on that floor. She prayed with people. There were nurses coming for counsel. You know, I want God to get on with the healing of Carol, see? But he's telling somebody else's story in the meantime and using Carol in the midst of that situation. You don't know what God is doing around you. You don't even clearly know what he's doing in you. So when he leads you into an impossible situation, stand firm, and you'll see the salvation of God. And then he's going to tell you, go forward. And you're going to find that there's a pathway opening in front of you where you least expected it. Hallelujah.